Don't worry about it.
Okay, we have Tiffany Chow on our show today.
Hi, everyone.
She is a friend, first and foremost, and a very talented jewelry designer. Her line is called Auroro. Are you calling it Auroro World now or just Auroro?
It's Auroro.
Auroro.
Yeah.
But her Instagram, I think, is Auroro World.
Yeah, because someone took Auroro.
What? Who?
I don't know. It's. I mean, it was...
Oh, like before you.
Yeah.
Isn't it like
yeah.
a Disney princess? Yeah. No, Auroro.
Auroro. Auroro. Yeah. Yeah. So we know each other because of Jenny, my sister, introduced... They were talking online. I think Jenny had bought some things from you. Yeah. And then... But you hadn't met Jenny in person.
No. I met you in person first.
Yes. And then when I reset my cushion years ago... it was the wrong size, of course, because I was doing stuff in New York, which like it makes no sense. And thank God I don't have to do that anymore because I have like people that I know and love and do amazing stuff here. But Tiffany came to my house and was like, I'll come and get your ring and size it for you because she's a fucking angel on earth.
And then they're still wrong.
Then it was too small. Then I had to make it bigger. But point is, that's how we met. And then we ran into each other again downtown, mm-hmm. like once or twice. And then
yeah,
we started.
Evelyn.
Yes. Yeah. And then we started. Then she introduced me to this other diamond guy and other jewelry people. And then we've like hung out since. And I don't know. Now we're friends. We're real friends.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I know. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
And you used to. So how long have you been doing the jewelry for?
Oh, gosh. Full time now. See, oh gosh, these years just blend. Full time, two years.
Yeah,
two
but
years.
You were doing this for like dabbling.
2019.
Were you doing other things? Were you doing the city planning on? The jewelry
for yeah, I was working for a small consulting firm.
She used to do like city planning for LA, right?
Half of our clients were public sector, the other half were private sector, but. Like the biggest one that you would know of is the People Mover LAX. Mm-hmm. I started working on the environmental document on that in like 2016.
Yeah, she's a smartie.
So I basically worked on all the pre-planning environmental stuff and then like managing the engineers through design. And then once it gets to construction, I walk away.
Oh, that's nice.
Goodbye.
That's the point I'd want to walk away.
Yeah.
I'll help you plan it.
Dabbling while doing that job.
Yeah.
Or you always had like a passion for it.
Yeah. From my mom. My mom is a big jewelry.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think she probably would have been a jewelry designer if she like didn't have to move across the country with my dad and me and my sister.
She's in San Francisco now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born in Boston.
Okay.
And then my dad moved us to Modesto, California, Central Valley when I was five. So
why did you move?
Just for fun? There was no endocrinologists in like the Central Valley.
Your dad's a doctor.
Yeah.
Why do I always forget that? Yeah. I love that.
Ooh, an endocrinologist.
I love a doctor's daughter.
What do they do?
Diabetes, thyroid.
Oh, your glands and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Hormones.
I was like, I think I was looking for one of those at some point in my life.
Yeah. Oh, and you probably will be again.
Is
he still practice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah. We're going to need him.
Jewelry and glands, I've got it covered. Wait, do you ever, I love your jewelry right now. Do you, when you fall asleep, do you take all this off?
I take off these, the hoops, and then my rings.
You do not take off your lassos on your fingers?
No. These stay
no
on.
Way.
I might need to try one of those on.
When you wash your face, you keep that on.
Yeah.
Does your mom still wear a bunch of jewelry or she kind of gifted it to you?
She does.
She does.
But she's...
You have a sister?
I have a sister.
And that's it. Just you and your sister.
Yeah.
But
she's given us a lot.
I feel like she's given you a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Her mom like is like doesn't she have like gold like bricks or like gold chunks?
I mean like to her, she's like... You know, our standard is 14K.
Yeah.
And she's just like, that's not gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I remember you were telling me. She was like, no.
She's like,
18, 24.
Yeah.
Can I try on the new pinky?
Yeah.
So it's she just made pink. This. And you know, I have the horseshoe. She made that too. Anything.
I love what you call these lassos.
Good. Lassos.
Oh, I like that.
This would be a rad way to. So Connie wants to reset hers. But I don't know
I'm
if
not
Connie's
into
cool enough.
Like,
look, I mean,
as you like have a giant rock on your hand.
Look. How rad is that? It's like floating.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Okay, so I want to do, I've gone through various stages of this. Like, I don't really get, but, okay.
Let's explain talk. Yourself. It's okay. It's like a therapy session.
I reset the original, which I think upset my husband because he like designed it. Like he put like a lot of thought into it, but it just wasn't. It was a split shank and I just wasn't into it.
You can blame me for the split shank.
Why? You chose it? Or you suggested it?
Yeah, because after I got mine, I was like, ooh, split shank's kind of cool. And then I got over it really quick. But I that's my fault.
Okay. So I blame her. So anyway, I reset it in a really boring setting. And then during COVID, I went to go open a kitchen cabinet. And the entire top, I actually, before I came here, I was going to bring it. The entire top of my ring came sliced off. So it was just the band and like the little...
Wait, that happened to the one from 14 Karat?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, the diamond came out?
No. That happened to the one that your guy downtown did.
Morris did it for her.
Wait, the diamond came out? Him.
The diamond stayed intact with the halo, but it just ripped off the two little fingers that was holding it up.
Oh, the basket. Okay.
There you go.
But that you had gotten rid of the split shank at that point.
I'd gotten rid of the split shank, had this guy redo it, and then... When it tore off, I was like, I'm just going to go back to 14 karat. Yossi did my original ring. And so when I walked in, he's like, hold on. I designed a setting when I went to Israel that I was obsessed with.
Have you ever met this guy, Yossi?
No, he's I've heard him many stories.
He is a character. So anyway, he comes flying out because I told him, I was like, I brought this. This is a fake ring. Don't judge me. Okay. This is what I wore during COVID because I couldn't get it fixed. I got it at my waxing place. So
wait, the ring? Oh my God, that's amazing.
This explains probably my life.
I'm so glad.
I've got like a probiotic, a few hundreds. Here we go. So I went to my waxing place and I was like, oh, I like this, but it doesn't fit me. So I went home and I took a knife to it and I opened it and I just wore this.
Amazing.
Okay.
Funny.
I love this ring. I know it's not for everyone.
Would you do yellow?
Yeah.
You need
I
to
love
do yellow.
The simplicity of it. I love how it just sits there.
It was too big? Too small?
Too small. So I cut it open. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to put it on my finger. Yeah, it's disgusting. Your mother would
No. This is so funny.
Your mother would be like, this is, did we get it at a roller rink? But anyway, so I took this into Yossi and he's like, sure. You know, if you just want to be like every other chick walking out of here with a halo and a diamond band, I can do that.
Yeah.
But let me show you what I got.
Every other chick.
So then he popped my diamond into this setting. I was like, this is ridiculous. It looks like a Jersey wife.
It's a little too big of diamonds, I think.
So anyway, I was never in love with the band.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just very clunky.
You have to be honest, Tiffany. Tell us what
totally.
You think. Yeah,
totally. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do like, I actually do like the diamonds around it. It feels very seamless in a way.
I
don't think my stone's big enough to just be a standalone. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But I will never trade in that stone. I will never part with that stone.
I love the idea of you doing yellow, by the way.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do yellow. I want to do something different.
That one is set too high.
Yeah, way too high.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I blame
Call
wax
the roller
on
rink.
Melrose.
Call the roller rink.
There's something about this I like, but there's just parts of it I don't. Like I would have never chosen this. I like it to be like clean where it's just the stone. You know what I mean?
So just
change the band?
Yeah.
What about if you
just take this off and put a different band on it? Like, can you solder all this?
Would you ever do just like a bezel and bezel it in gold, but even thinner than this? And then you could even use those stones for like the band?
You like the halo around it, right?
I do. And I don't want it to be, I know like I'm not trendy. I don't want it to be trendy. I want it to be classic. I want it to be timeless.
Well, it sounds like you just like that, but without
the
diamonds on the band.
And in yellow.
Maybe in yellow. But then do you have to reset the whole thing if you put it in yellow? Is that going to be weird that these little fingers are?
No, you reset the whole thing.
You just reset the whole thing.
Yeah. Or you can keep the white gold on the top and the yellow band.
That's what I'm doing.
Now you're talking, lady.
Did I show you the sapphire?
No.
That's what.
Oh, yes, you did.
That's what I'm
doing.
Oh, yeah.
But I also kind of stole that from Tiffany because her horseshoe is white on the top and then the band is yellow.
Yes.
Can I
see that?
Yeah, because like the white, it disappears with the diamond, right?
Yeah.
It does, and I like that.
So Tiffany was helping me. So Tiffany and her.
Oh, I love that. I like mixed metals, too.
Me too.
I love mixed metals. She's just so soft-spoken.
We need to hear you talk. Okay. Isn't that beautiful?
That. Yeah.
I know. So my dad just bought one for Paige for her birthday.
Oh, nice.
Did he get it in time?
And yes, and she loves it.
Okay, good.
So Tiffany makes like everything that I like have so many things on my wish list. She makes this little heart that it's like a heart locket. It opens up and you can clip it onto your necklace or whatever, and also put weed or pills or whatever you want inside.
Look. Oh, right there. But yeah. That is so
But amazing. I have your drawing for you.
Which,
but I thought you were over it, so I never sent it.
I'm
it
never
did it over Christmas.
I'm not. Oh my God, I want to see it. So she's going to do one of these for me, except with stones in it.
What are the stones?
Like colored stones.
Yeah, like
no, what do they
emerald.
Represent?
Oh, I don't know, nothing. Just like, look like at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it like meant inside the... Oh, I was like, what are you going to show people stones. At lunch?
Like, so
here's what I have.
A rose quartz.
Oh,
you're like, oh,
some gold flakes.
It.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm obsessed.
You have a very unique sense of design.
Like a vision, yeah.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. It's just,
wait, is that the mushroom necklace Jenny wears?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Oh, that's Brent.
Yeah, Brent's but is he, like the inlay stones.
But doesn't she have, what does she it's have so of yours? Fun. She has the Stacy ring and the UFOs I love. And wait, where did you tell me you're now, are you in stores here, retail, or no?
Only yes, in well, Paris. It's Milestones by Ashley Bergman.
Oh, yeah.
She's online and... it by appointment?
Yeah, I was going to say by appointment. Yeah. You can go there and see stuff. Mm-hmm. Where is she?
She's in Beverly Hills.
Okay. Have you been to the showroom? Yeah. Okay.
She has a lot. Oh, my gosh.
I want to go there because she curates a lot. I mean, I don't think I would buy it from her because it's like...
She has like Helena Rose.
Yeah.
And she has Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She has like a lot. Yeah, she has
Jamie
a lot
Geller?
No, Jamie...
Oh, Jamie Books. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and she also is incredible like vintage... Like, I don't know where you get all your vintage, but
that's how we started.
That's how she started. So
vintage.
She has the most incredible vintage.
Oh, puff
finding.
Piece. How cute.
It's for your joints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You smoke weed?
Yeah.
Are you stoned right now?
No, I wish.
Oh.
Did I smoke?
Could have been.
No,
do you want some? We have some downstairs.
That is so cute.
Isn't that cute? Yeah, it's all good.
Wait, the ring you're wearing.
Which one?
It's different shapes. No, the other one. On your pinky? Left finger. Your wedding finger.
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah.
That's like mixed.
Let me see. That's on your site. It's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
It's amazing.
So
that
also,
is so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. So you're working with Natural N Lab now, right?
Yes.
So Tiffany makes like, I feel like some of the stuff you would never know. I mean, it's still... you know, not cheap, but it's way less than an actual natural diamond. She's doing a lot of really cool stuff with lab.
Grown?
Yeah.
Everyone's, I like that for you.
It's very subtle on my pinky.
Yeah.
I like it.
We like a big pinky. Ring. Are you wearing our crest?
I'm not today? I should have.
That is so cool.
I know.
Okay.
And we do color. Yeah, actually, like we mostly do colored stones.
So these are so cool because you can like clip those on to like any necklace. A chain, like I want mine to clip onto my tennis necklace.
I feel like, and I don't know if I was saying this to Sam or someone else, but I feel like people are stepping away from the like your engagement ring, and just going with like bands now.
Oh yeah,
like
I feel like yes,
yeah. Maybe in my circles, like just like
you mean like eternity bands or like just gold bands?
I mean both.
Yeah,
just like really understated. Really understated bands.
Oh yeah, that's not my client.
Yeah,
Well,
I think understated, like across the board, like with like
there's
the Hailey Bieber and like the row and like
too.
Everything.
You know what like
I mean?
A thick gold band.
Like there's something gangster about knowing, like you know, when you look across the table and you're like, she is. That's a choice. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're like, I know that's not her wedding band,
right?
But it's just like I was sitting across from someone the other day, and it was just that. And I was like, that's kind of gangster, you know, and that's all she had on her hands. And I was like, huh.
Is that why you're doing it today?
No, I always wear this on this. I always wear this guy on this
just
hand.
For us to think like, wow, Cotty, you're really self-assured.
No, I always wear my little ice
your
ring.
Brows look good.
Thank you.
Did you just have them redone?
I did.
Oh.
By a different person.
Oh, yeah. Not Shaughnessy or whatever?
Oh, no, Shaughnessy, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Different person at that place.
No, she redid them. I used to go to a girl in Koreatown.
Okay.
Just,
so this is the first time.
I can't believe you remember her name.
Yeah, this is the first time I follow her on Instagram too. Yeah. They look amazing.
Yeah, she's really good.
I'm starting over. Did I tell you? I
saw on your last podcast.
Yeah,
right?
I lasered them once, and I just the reason I look so weird. I'm going to show you my picture of me from this morning. I did PRFM and microneedling yesterday, so I look insane. But I'm starting over with the brows.
How many laser sessions do you need?
I've just done one, but I think maybe one more. And then I think you micro needle and maybe like a saline.
Yeah.
I just want a clean slate. Okay. So this was me.
It's a birdie lasso.
This was me yesterday. I almost called you to be like, if I look crazier today, then we might have the whole thing called off. Here.
Wow, that's amazing that that went down so fast.
Right? It did. But well, because I've never had it injected. I also think she went really ham on the microneedling. And this was this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Right? But that went down a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Whoa, that's crazy.
And then this is me now.
That's amazing.
Do you do all this?
I normally do microneedling, but I haven't in years because the last time I did it, I messed up.
Why?
I put like some sort of like acid mask on after. And I had a really, really bad allergic reaction. It was like my face was like just super swollen. Like it was just like big. I had to go on steroids.
That's what I had to do for
and
my
it was
chin
like
thing.
So itchy. Like,
oh my gosh.
So
did
just,
they not
I'm
tell you? Oh, look. Hello.
No, they did. I
that's
just.
Crazy. And this amazing. Is me from this morning.
Oh, I need that.
I almost came with no makeup, but I was like, I mean, I might as well not. Literally, I saw yesterday, I had an Uber pick up a package. This guy, this young kid, I was like, I'm sorry, I just had some microneedling done. And I was like, don't be alarmed. He was like, no, I've done that too. It's all good.
That's amazing.
He looked like 25.
How often do you do this?
I also haven't microneedled in a while, but I feel microneedling is probably, in terms of price and results, the most bang for your buck. And
you need to do it like every, like you need like three sessions at least, right?
Yeah, I haven't done it in like a year, like really done it in a year or two. But so I'm going to do it again in 8 weeks and then maybe not again for, I don't know, however long.
Oh, is it for people with scarring?
It really helps with scarring.
It helps a lot with scarring.
Like it's the only thing
and
that
like
will help. Yeah, for
do you
the
have
scars
to
on my nose.
Do your whole face?
No.
Oh, cool.
No,
not at all. I'm surprised you didn't do it on your neck.
I have before. I know. You're like that
my
creepy
neck
fucking
like,
neck.
No, my neck is just
I did the Morpheus on my neck. Whoa, look at that. I did the Morpheus on my neck a couple times and I didn't feel like it did that much. But I also don't think that a lot of people are saying don't do radio frequency anymore.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
I know, but next time I'll just be like, go all the way.
Do you do this?
No.
What is it called? The vampire facial.
Look at the scarring.
Oh, yeah, look at her scarring.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been dealing with.
I can't get over the fact you sleep in your jewelry. I have sensory issues at night where I have to take everything off me.
Well, I mean,
everything.
My rings. Like the second I get home, I
the
take
rings
these off. Even
need
at
to come
work,
off.
I take
yeah.
these off.
Yeah.
When I go and like, I
do you
take
go
it
off in metal detectors?
No.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
You shouldn't.
This one does.
Which one?
But this one?
Oh, the Bulgari?
Yeah, because it has steel. It has that steel thing to keep it in that
shape.
Oh,
it
shape.
Does? Yeah. So it's surrounded by gold?
Yeah. And inside there's like a little piece of steel.
Interesting.
That, like, and then my Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You took that off right now?
Yeah. It's dead.
Oh. It's always dead.
I know. I hate
the Apple Watch.
Too.
I mean,
I so badly want to be you.
Isn't she cute?
You know,
yeah. Every time I see her, I'm like, I feel like she walks on
in
air.
In silence by myself.
No, that's what we all do. Don't feel shame. We all sit alone in silence.
That's
the
dream.
I wish I sat alone in silence. No, I just want to be
blingy,
bejeweled like you.
But cool, right? It's
yeah.
very
It's very
curated.
Much a statement.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. It's all mismatched and fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do the bird lassos.
Are you making those?
So I started with this, which is like, you know, just like this kind of like a standard
what
one.
What do you call it?
Hand chain. But I like hand lasso.
I
like,
see one.
I'm gonna start,
yeah.
I want to see what it feels
can
like.
Can I help you? I want
to
try one on too.
Yeah.
Do you want me to help
wrist.
You? You made this?
Yeah. So instead of like this, I'm doing it all over.
Oh, yeah. So much better.
Because, like,
do you want me to help?
Yeah. I hurt my wrist.
It must be fun to get stoned and make jewelry.
I do a lot of drawing when I'm stoned.
Like, yeah.
Hand lasso.
You should.
So you can trademark it. I'm never going
to
make one.
Do you make the finger chain to like, depending on what, does everyone wear it on the middle finger?
Yeah, you're supposed to wear it in the middle finger.
Okay. Your little bird fingers.
I know. She's a fairy.
Okay.
Spun from the sun. Try it on. Try it on.
I can. Oh, put it on your like ring.
Oh, it can go on any finger.
Yeah, you can put it on any finger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now it's a pink lasso.
Here?
I mean, that one was also like, I sized it for me. I can give you a different one too.
Whatever. Just try it like that.
Oh, it's like a thong on my hand. So tight. Okay.
I love
it. Oh, it's pretty. Okay, I got to put on my pinky.
I think I need
one. It's like I have a hand wedgie now. Okay. Oh, yeah. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now
I don't
do
think it's going to fit around your
it's wrist. Surprisingly, like if it's fitted right, surprisingly comfortable. Like you like told, you just forget it's there.
I love that you did this without all the extra
fringe.
I don't want all that extra chain. Like I like how that's just the idea.
So
I'm not getting
cute.
It around your wrist.
Because it doesn't fit. It's so, you don't feel it at all.
Yeah.
Here, give it to me. I'm going to try it on now.
And like even like, really I mean, I thought it would be really annoying, but.
Really annoying, but you really don't feel it. I love it.
I know. And it really adds an extra layer of coolness to you. It doesn't fit me either.
All right. My Lord, what size is your finger? A one?
No, I wish.
A two?
The middle one is like, I have no idea. I don't wear rings on this finger for some reason.
All right. I'm going to be placing an order for this later today. It's so cool.
It really is. I like it.
And you sleep in this?
Yeah. Because it's such
a, you don't feel
so
it.
It's hard to like take off and put on. So
it's way too hard to take off and put on.
It's so damn cute. So did you find an assistant?
No.
No?
I need to.
Not yet?
Yeah. I'm just really bad at like.
Did you interview a few people? I thought
I
you had met people.
I did.
Also, I love that diamond necklace she has.
That's on your site too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's called the Soiree.
Soiree.
Yes. I can do it for you.
I slept on my wrist.
That must be hard to find an assistant in your line of work too. Or I guess it's just admin stuff. Are you not looking for like a
I'm just
creative?
Really, I've just have never.
No, they need to run around, do air like, because it's like a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's.
I need someone to go like.
There's molds. There's like
people
pick
up gemstones.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Do you get tasked with making people's wedding rings? Or not really? You get to just do fun shit. Well, besides this last jaunt you had.
I try not to do wedding rings.
A ton of
rings.
Reset. Like, or like setting. Yeah. Because it's kind of boring.
Yeah. Unless they
and
like
then you're
let
dealing
me,
with
like,
people that are
like full brain.
Yeah. I guess that wouldn't be my line of work either.
I don't like
Did you design your wedding ring?
I don't have a wedding ring.
Because she was married before.
Yeah. I didn't have a wedding ring.
You did?
I had a wedding band.
Why? You didn't want one?
No. My band was just like a plain gold. And it had like 10
Gangsta.
Tiny little diamonds.
Oh, that's cute.
For like the month. But yeah, I didn't have a
You
didn't have a wedding band. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you didn't want one. So funny.
I'm telling you, I think there's something going on right now.
What?
We're at the forefront of it.
Oh, of
you
like
are
the
ahead
traditional
of our time.
Like big stone.
It's so gangster.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think it's so gangster.
Well, also she has a ton of other
So
cool
understated.
Shit.
Like I think it would be really cool, like if you're married that you have all that shit on.
And then just
and
like
then
a little,
just like a gold band, like a soft
Well, you
gold
yeah, but
band.
You'd have to have other cool shit because otherwise you'd be boring.
Yeah.
I'm into like very minimal clothes, very minimal makeup. But you, I mean, I think you got to have a...
This is fun.
I know. I feel like I'm boring. I just took off a bunch of my stuff.
My stuff? I could put everything I have on my wrist. It's not going to look like that. It's going to look like I'm at American Girl playing dress up.
I can help.
Yeah.
This stuff I don't take off. I mean, it's...
It's curated where you go, okay, this is all put together piece by piece by piece. Mine is like holiday by holiday
How
by holiday.
How fast can I get a lasso made?
Can you rename it lasso for us?
I don't know.
Can I get one before I leave for spring break?
When do you leave for spring break?
Like I'm like Ben now. March 2020. Yeah. Call it March 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just measure your hand for me. I'll tell you how to measure.
Okay, tell me how.
Yeah,
I love it. I want one.
I need to get a.
It's too tight. You got to loosen it right there.
No, I need to get a. What is it called?
It's got a snap.
What?
Really?
Yeah, your lasso.
No,
it won't snap.
Okay.
You need to get a what?
You're so worried about it.
Yeah.
I actually this one of them have snapped before.
Because they're but those are so thin the chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also over time like these the chain actually stretches and so like I'll have to.
But I feel like with that other one, it's not going to do that. Maybe.
Probably not. No. Yeah.
So if someone walked into your shop or design studio and said, you have to just completely surrender one type of jewelry you make. It can be earrings, necklaces, bracelets, rings. Like, what do you mean, have surrender? To just never make it again. Which one would you give up first?
Earrings. Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Earrings do seem the most boring.
Well, it's hard too because people have different like
lobes.
Yeah.
Holy and, like, macrolandia. How many do you have in that ear?
I think.
Like 30?
14.
Oh, 14.
Yeah.
How sensible. I was like, 30? No, only 14.
How often do you take
divide
them out?
By two. I don't. Yeah. I only take these ones
I don't
out.
Like taking earrings in and out.
Well, you're lucky they stacked them
actually
so
just
nicely.
Changed these yesterday.
Yeah, so I would say earrings. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
like,
annoying.
Yeah, just because like people have to, like especially Huggies, and then like get them make sure like they open wide enough for people to get. Because yeah. Like,
screw earrings. Yeah. How boring.
Yeah.
You're going to be hot when you're old. I can already tell.
She's hot now.
I'm old.
You're not old and
she's
you're hot now. And you're going to, yeah. If you're old now, you're fucking younger than us. Okay. Read the room. Jesus.
Like you look like 23.
Right?
Me? And me.
Yes. Yes. Isn't she adorable?
Except
and she has the cutest, hot. She dresses so cute. You guys, every time I see her, like it's, I can't. I kind of can't even think about it. I like lose my mind.
You're lucky you got all those piercings done early. Like I'm too old to start doing that. I don't know what I'm going to look like in 10 years.
I started when I was 40.
Yeah.
I had like maybe like 3 or 4. And then the rest I did. Maybe it was a midlife crisis thing.
That's what they were just saying. I was reading something
someone
about
at work
piercings.
Told me that too.
Piercings
like
and
midlife
for women.
And I was like, oh, cool.
I was just reading this.
Yeah. They're like, you're too old. You got it just like, that's not, they're like, it's not your like,
yeah, it
your
is.
Vibe.
Although this one I got last year or 2 years ago and I love this one.
I know. The
you
tragus?
Have it? Yes. I love that one.
And it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
And it healed so fast.
Okay, so were we talking about this? I got this pierced in the 90s. Like is this the helix or something?
Yes.
And I remember, because it's cartilage. So I remember it took a year or more to heal. And I would have like a little silver hoop hanging off. And I haven't worn anything in it forever, but the hole's still open.
Whoa.
But when I got this, before I got this, I'm like, it's going to hurt so bad. It's not going to heal. It didn't hurt. It healed so fast. Yeah. And I think it's such a cute look.
It is.
You have one too?
Yeah.
Mine has a little, I have a little.
Yeah, hurt. It's called the tragus. Yeah. But so I want to put one up here now because it's open, but I don't know what. And it has to be like a flat back or like a hoop.
A hoop. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I tried an earring on that I liked, but it was like, it pokes you.
Oh yeah, in the back. Yeah.
Did you ever pierce this?
I pierced it, but then I got it done at Claire's.
Oh.
Wait, oh, jeez.
Yes. I got
that
two.
That was super risky, Sandra.
Normally, with a gun?
With a gun?
Yes, with a gun. Oh, and then I think it's like thicker now because I feel the difference.
Oh, scar tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it close?
It closed.
Yeah. Interesting. Mine never
that's
closed.
So crazy.
Mine is open.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
What, that hers is open or that she's piercing at Claire's?
Well, both, but that hers is open. That doesn't make
that
any
is
sense.
Not, that's not that, my vibe.
Like
I did not like the ones up here.
Because the cartilage, unless stuff, they reject it. Like, you know, your body rejects it.
Yeah. It's totally fine. I could put anything in it. In fact, I just put an earring in it like a week ago that I liked, but it wasn't a flat back. I'm like, there's no way. Like, I need to go to like Maria Tosh or something have... Because otherwise, what are you doing? Getting an earring and having it retrofitted to have a flat back, right? But my question is, when you have... Okay, this was probably done with a gun, too, in the 90s. I bet. My question is, with those flat backs, doesn't the gauge need to be bigger? I don't know if I could get a flat back in here. Because you know that goes through the back with the flat back?
No, only when you get pierced.
Oh.
You can buy like
a thinner one?
Just choose a stud you like.
Yeah.
Bring it with you next week.
Yeah.
And I'll bend the back.
Like she did with the ring.
No, you just get needle nose pliers and just bend it.
You know what needle nose pliers are?
I love you. She'll cut a ring open if it doesn't fit her. She'll wear it open. She'll
wait for this shit.
Look at you. You're handy.
Yeah. I like when people are like, can you take this to the jeweler? The clasp came off. I'm like,
yes,
give me a pair of tweezers. Like, come on.
Oh, Dom ripped Luca's silver chain yesterday. And it actually, I think there's just some sort of like jump ring missing. I think it's in my pool somewhere. I need to have it fixed, but I should have brought it for you.
Yeah, for sure.
You could have jimmied it up.
I'm like, I can't solder it for you, but I can squeeze it back together.
Goes, Dom, you realize what you've done. You realize what you've done. Now you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay for it. I'm like, calm down. He didn't mean to do it. I'm obviously going to have to pay for it. Like, what are you even talking about? I swear.
So cute.
The bickering sometimes. Sometimes I can handle it. Other times I'm like.
Have you ever yelled at Dom?
Not really. I get short.
You've never.
I'll say, you need to do this because blah 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 blah. And he's
and
like,
he does it
when I get when I get serious with him, he's like,
he's so cute.
It's really cute. So cute.
I'm gonna buy that band. I'm gonna.
You didn't get anything.
Whatever. She's gonna redo my.
Ooh, Liz. Oh my God, that's so cute.
What is that?
Isn't that cute? It's a little coin purse.
Oh, that's adorable.
Also for.
I ask you what color your favorite color
is. Oh my God, wait, are we so green cute. Together?
Green and orange are my favorite colors.
Soulmates.
Green, orange, and pink.
Oh my God, so cute. Ooh, a little dish. So Tiffany was just in. Oh, could we tell us a little bit about your trip? She just went to Marrakesh and Paris, but you were primarily in Marrakesh?
Yeah.
Tell us about your trip. What did you think? Was it better than you thought? As good as you? Is this for like good luck? Or is it just like a charm for your bag?
I don't know.
Yes.
I just like stuff like that.
My new boring bag needs it. Green, amazing.
It was my third time there.
Ooh.
So
it was your third time there?
Do you know much about that stuff?
No.
So it's like they're famous for that stuff. It's Block soap.
Oh my
God. I bought so much of it.
Have you heard of this?
Block soap.
It smells amazing.
They do it in their hammams. And so you get like you have a glove exfoliating thing and you put that on and you let it soak. You just let it sit for like 5 minutes and you scrub and then like.
Everything comes off.
Have you ever done like the Korean scrub?
No, but I want to.
Okay. Every time I do it, I'm just like.
How much?
The Korean scrubs?
I want to.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like, oh my God, I need to be doing this every week.
How much stuff comes off of you?
Yeah, like the dead skin.
So this works in a similar way?
Yeah. So they do that, the same thing in Morocco. It's called a hammam. And like you basically soak yourself.
Is that when they have the big marble, like tables that you lay on, kind of?
Yeah. And then they like scrub the shit out of
you. Oh, that must hurt.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I like it. It feels so good.
I'm going
to
be using
it. Do you go to a place in LA?
I do. I go to We Spa.
Oh, the Korean one.
Yeah.
This is where Evelyn goes. And we were, I've never been. We were talking about going to, I don't know.
How do you spell it?
W-E? Like we.
Oh.
We.
Like we. So we you like that better than the Olympic?
Is it a century one? There's century too.
There's like the Olympic. There's like the main, like on Olympics.
Oh, I've only been to century and we.
Evelyn's been to I think to a lot of them and she loves we. I want to go.
Yeah. Okay. It's
Does it hurt?
No. It feels good to me.
I want to be scrubbed.
I mean, they literally, it's amazing because it's like older Korean ladies in like black lingerie.
Yeah. Is it on Wilshire?
Stop it.
Yeah, I think so.
It's WI.
Oh, is it? Oh, oops. Yes. Oops.
In black lingerie? Why are they trying to like,
it's black lace lingerie. And they scrub you. They get like every nook. Like,
Cassandra, you're coming.
Yeah, places that you would never even think to scrub. Like, like you know, like right here and like.
Sandra, you're coming. I'm paying
like,
for you.
She's like, lift your leg.
Will you get
and
it?
I'm like, okay. They just like scrub.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because
I don't know if she has anything to scrub off. Look at her.
Well, I know. She looks pretty clean.
Yeah. Me? They'd be like, can you come back tomorrow?
Will you come?
Okay.
Okay. Will you come?
Yeah, let's do it. It's,
oh my God. I'm in. So do you like it better than the hammam or do you like it the same?
It's the same thing. They just use different.
But Korean or versus Marrakesh, like when they do it to you.
I think I like the Korean.
Yeah. They're a little more rough. Did I tell you I'm going to Korea?
When?
For spring break and to Japan. Have you been to Korea?
No, I'm planning. I want to go. I'm trying to go in like September.
I'm so excited to go. I feel.
Are you going to do the laser stuff that they have there?
They have like crazy. Their skin stuff is so much more advanced than us.
Their laser stuff?
I haven't planned any skin stuff, but I'm excited for all things Korean food because I love Korean food. And I also think they have cool fashion.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at, they have like cafeteria plates of food.
So there's a floor where you can meet up with your guy friends if you want because they have their own floor. And you wear like robes like this.
Well, like Evelyn and Ross go together.
We should do a day. We can like hang out and then go eat afterwards.
I'm not even joking. I want to go next week or the week after. Before.
During the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's better than the weekend.
Oh, hell yeah. It's like, not a weekend. I don't want to mess with that weekend crowd. All right. We're going. All right. You have to leave?
Oh, yeah. I have to go.
She also has a full-time job.
Oh, it's 24/7. So it's open all...
What?
No, it's not.
Is that what
it's 8 to 8.
Oh.
They're baiting us with this.
Wi-Fi?
Wait, 8? That sounds really early.
8 to 8.
8 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm on the site.
I mean, I'm not leaving my kid there.
Oh, my Lord.
I did not know they had all this.
I'm better off not knowing.
We could just drop all of our kids in that room. Be like, Luca, you're in charge.
Totally. All right, Tiffany, I love you. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We're so into you, and I need all of your jewelry and everything that's going on with you at all times.
Your little pinky lassos. Thank you.
Don't worry about it.